Well, hello gentlemen. This is about my trip to Lanzarote for 7 days, the MGTOW version. So the main focal point of this area is Flamingo Beach. And basically it's a man-made big swimming pool, really. Because they piled rocks either side to sort of calm the water down, and dump a load of sand on the beach, which isn't really there normally. And as you can see, some of it's wearing away, so they're going to have to keep on putting it on there. And in some times of the day, it can look quite nice. Well, when there's not people there, that is. Then I noticed there was no outside toilets along there in anywhere, as you could only go into the restaurants or something. And I'm sure lots of people, especially children, aren't going to do that. So where are they going to go to the toilet? In the water. Every day. Because normally you have sort of shower areas and toilets up on the top there, but there's none there at all. So you can imagine that happening every day of the week in the water. And I must admit, every so often when the wind blows correctly, you can smell sewage. But what I saw of this area was it's for families with kids and usually old people, like old couples who've been married like forever. And when I went to the other end, where there's loads of sort of tacky shops, you know, they got makeup shops and designer clothes shops, not too many, but a little bit, quite a few jewelry shops, of course. And you saw these old men walking along with their wives who were touching all the things outside while he kind of walked along with his arms behind his back, you know, the usual thing about a man does. You know, kind of standing there at a spare prick at a wedding, wishing he was completely anywhere else. But he's been appeasing her every day for most of his life, so he doesn't know anything else. All he's thinking about is the beers he's going to have later on in the evening. That's as long as he's been a good Labrador and hasn't run off and chased a rabbit or something. I mean, would she spend the whole day looking at motorbikes like with him? I doubt it. But I have no sympathy for these men because it's too bad they haven't got the balls to pull themselves out of that and get some kind of life. Maybe they just don't want one. I didn't see any good-looking femmes there whatsoever. Most of them were all overweight, if you know what I mean. But that didn't stop them wearing bikinis. God, it was awful. And of course they had the old tattoos. Well, they've got a lot of canvas to work with, haven't they? But there were some men there that were overweight as well. And I saw a couple that was, both of them were overweight, extremely overweight. And they had a child. And strangely enough, the child was about 8 years old. And she was overweight. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, what chance does the child have with two fat parents? And I know lots of people put on more weight than others. Well, they put it on easier. But you still have to consume the wrong foods, and you still have to not do exercise. And that's what they do generally, don't they? You can't get overweight if you don't shove it in your mouth, can you? But somebody has to break the cycle, because that child of 8 years old will grow up to be fat, and her children will be fat too. It's kind of like all these tourists there were kind of rejects from the other tourist areas in the world, so they had to go there. And all these sort of places are like compounds. They have gates and high fences, and they have sunbeds and some water sort of facilities, so you don't have to go out the compound. It's like a prison. These type of areas are generally all for femmes, aren't they? They have all the stores for femmes, and they can spend the whole day fiddling around all around the stores, then stopping for lunch, and then carrying on walking around the stores. You know, make a day of it, or make a week of it, or 2 weeks of it. It's really surprising that I got the place so badly wrong that it wasn't for me at all. And there were a couple of times I saw the old husband have too many to drink in the afternoon, and there was a bit of a ruckus, and he was in the bad books, you know. But my purpose there was to go to this bungalow and stay in the bungalow lots of times, just maybe a reading a book or whatever. But you could see by my last video, I couldn't do that. It was like I rented a place in Megaloof, right next to a dance hall. I have written a complaint and are going to send it to Love Holidays tomorrow, and I will expect absolutely nothing from that. Love Holidays has glowing reviews on TripAdvisor, but most of them are fake. But like I said, it reminds me of, say, these older men who walk behind these femmes while they're shopping, with their arms behind their backs, sort of just like taking a dog for a walk, as if the dog's smelling something in the grass, and you wait until he's finished smelling what he wants, and then you can walk on. Oh yes, I met a guy the first night, an older man, not as old as I am, but nobody's old as me. And he said he's been married for 37 years and has a great wife. And because his wife was actually in the bungalow and he was at the bar, I just kind of said to him, "So you're a Labrador, are you?" And he actually knew what it meant. He said, "Yes, I was a Labrador the first 5 years of our marriage, but then I stopped being a Labrador. And our marriage is spicy and we argue a lot, but it still has a spark," he says. Although what he didn't realize is my bungalows were right next to his, and I could hear what went on there. And he was appeasing her nearly all the time, getting things for her. So his marriage wasn't the way he told me it was. And anyway, he kind of contradicted himself anyway. He said his wife had gone to bed and she said she didn't mind him going down to the bar at the sort of bungalows we were at and having a few drinks, as long as he doesn't leave the sort of compound. If he leaves the compound, he must text her to tell her that. So I guess he's wearing one of those explosive collars. If he goes out of range, his head blows up. I did see a couple of local Spanish femmes that didn't look too bad, but the trouble is with Spanish femmes, they tend to blow up when they get older, don't they? And I didn't really find the Spanish very friendly. But here's a picture of the big compounds that I'm talking about they're in, and there's lots of them along the seafront. I don't know, is it just me, or does that look like a prison to you? Is that fence electrified? But here's the view from my bungalow, which isn't a great view, but it is a wall, and femmes will be hitting that. In fact, I could sit there and hear them hit it, one by one. It is a nice wall. Oh yeah, there was quite a lot of older women there that had been doing the sunbathing trick for years and years, and they looked like an old suitcase. There wasn't too many flies there, but the flies that were there were very annoying. They wouldn't go away. A couple of mosquitoes, but not many. A lot of ants, though. There's a lot of ants there. I had some ants crawling all over me one night. Had to get a can of Raid and spray 'em. And I only saw one gecko. Or lizard, if you want to call it that. But they are fast. Kind of reminded me of the old women there that had been going there for years in the sun. So if you got a little bit of spare money and you got a little bit of spare time off work or something, don't go to Lanzarote, okay? You take it easy, fellas.